Alleluia, 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 alleluia. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When the days were completed for the purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. They said, "It is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaited the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself will sought your peace, to the thought of many hearts may be revealed." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So Simeon was blessed because he saw Jesus. Today, we are also blessed because we know about Jesus and we follow him. We share his spirit. We share his love. Also invite us to share his love for other people. It is our calling, moment by moment, to do the will of God. Every present moment, this is important. Let us always tell Jesus, "We want to follow you. We want to do the will of the God Father. Promises, what's impossible for man is possible for God." So we ask you to give us this light, this strength, so that we can always be one with you. Thank you, Jesus.